I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 19th. A space heater caused a fire at a Quincy apartment building yesterday. The blaze broke out at 110 Billings Street in North Quincy just before 4:30 a.m. Officials say that space heater ignited some bedding while a man was asleep. Another tenant alerted the residents and everyone escaped safely. The fire was confined to one apartment in that multifamily home. Quincy school officials are considering participating in the state's new at-home COVID testing program. The state will distribute 26 million rapid at-home COVID test kits to school districts that request them. Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says they may opt into the new program and stop the in-school test and stay program. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy will host a blood drive on Thursday from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute Brigham and Women's Hospital Bloodmobile will be parked outside the Y on Coddington Street. Donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center hooded sweatshirt. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 19th.